Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Show. Well, as Kansas lawmakers debated incentives for massive new data centers this last session, supporters argue they bring jobs, investment, and economic growth. Even here in Sedgwick County, they're currently debating data centers. The impact on local communities is, up in the air, we'll say. A new study from the National Taxpayers Union suggests that with the right policies in place, data centers can actually benefit taxpayers through lower tax rates, infrastructure investment, and economic development. Joining us now to walk us through the taxpayer union study is Pete Sepp from the National Taxpayers Union. Pete, thanks for joining us. A pleasure to have you on the show.
Thanks much for having me.
This will be a tough one for a lot of our listeners, Pete, because we've got here in Sedgwick County, I know at least one or two developments that are being, considered. It's a major topic in Kansas, a number of them all across the state right now. Like I said, two right here in Sedgwick County. Why should taxpayers and policymakers be considering this issue right now? I mean, and specifically, what does your study say?
It all has to do with cost-benefit analysis and whether a given data center, which is really just a warehouse for the flow of all the information that we depend on in our economy right now, and we need to weigh, is the water usage, the electricity usage, the reduction in property tax potential for residents, is that worth it compared to the other parts of the deals being offered, what they may need for construction, for roads to get to the site. These are all things that you should be able to weigh rationally. And unfortunately, with the development of data centers, what we often get is a lot of noise and not enough facts. There are data centers in this country that have gotten sweetheart deals that have turned out rotten for taxpayers. There are many that have turned out great for taxpayers. The reaction for policymakers and the public is to analyze these things, see what kinds of factors a community has in its favor for a data center, what it might have going against it, and cut a good deal that benefits taxpayers and ratepayers. It well, can be done.
I'm sure. I mean, I think the biggest ones that we're hearing, because like I said, there's a number of them being considered right now. The concerns that are currently coming up here in Sedgwick County are obviously water usage, energy consumption are probably the two biggest. And then the tax incentives. That's the third. There's a contingent, particularly among conservatives, that just don't like tax incentives. But I think water usage and energy consumption are two of the bigger ones. What did your research find about those with regards to that cost-benefit analysis?
Sure. Let's take a look at water usage first. Now, by most predictions, this is the Berkeley National Laboratory, which kind of tracks data centers, electricity use, water use on the national level. It's the respected benchmark that most people on all points of the ideological spectrum use when they're talking about data centers and other industrial usages of water. Okay, the projection is that data centers could, within a couple of years, demand up to 124 billion liters of water. That's a huge amount when you think about it in terms of liters. 124 billion, that's huge. That amounts to about 100,000 acre feet. Acre feet is a measurement that's familiar to a lot of folks in agriculture who might be listening to your broadcast tonight. Okay, at 100,000 acre feet, the projection of water use for all data centers across the country, what's the total water use for California agriculture alone? 47.8 million acre feet, 478 times more water going just in California to grow crops. When you put it in that perspective, you realize there are a lot of industries, factories, manufacturing, steel, mining, many industries that use a whole lot more water than data centers. So if you're worried about water consumption, okay, worry about it, but put it into perspective and insist, for example, that a data center developer develop cooling technologies that minimize the use of water.
Of water.
It is possible.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
We're talking with Pete Sepp from the National Taxpayers Union. What about energy consumption and folks that are concerned about that, Pete?
Well, again, right now, according to the Berkeley Lab study, about 5%, even a little less than 5% of all electricity consumption in the United States is attributable to data centers. There is more electricity by far being consumed in manufacturing, in retail, many other spaces of the economy. Does that mean we should ignore it? Of course not. But here's the interesting fact. The rising prices of residential electricity in almost 30 states that the Berkeley Lab studied is due primarily to higher fuel costs. Has very little to do with large load customers or so-called hyperscalers, a term that really is familiar only to a few wonks out there. The point is, energy usage and large load customers who want more energy and want it now can actually be a residential customer's best friend because they need that power. And because they need to generate it as soon as possible, they are willing to finance upgrades to the entire electrical grid that utilities have been reluctant to do for years, sometimes decades, because they don't want to pass those costs along to residential customers. When you take a look at that phenomenon, you'll see why in places like Mississippi and Georgia and Tennessee and Iowa, the leaders there are saying, look, this is not such a bad thing after all. We have folks willing to make investments that benefit the entire grid. Let them do it.
Pete, we appreciate you joining us. One, I know I've got to let you run, but one quick question. You know, I think one of the other things that folks here in Sedgwick County hear a lot about is that these data centers create jobs. Opponents then argue that those jobs are relatively limited once the construction is complete. What's the truth on that based on what you've seen in your analysis?
Yeah, there is, of course, the upfront boom in construction jobs that a data center can create. But frankly, they are less personnel intensive than a factory or a shopping mall might be. You're not going to have as many full-time workers at a facility like a data center as you would other types of parts of our economy. But the thing to remember is that data centers churn a whole lot of equipment. They replace servers and other types of equipment operating in there on a very, very frequent basis. Those are indirect jobs, you know, the companies that manufacture all of this stuff that has to be replaced over and over again. That's job creation too. Some of it may be in Kansas, some of it may be outside the state, but it's an important contributor to the economy going forward.
Well, Pete, I appreciate you you joining us this evening. We'll share your article that you guys put out tonight with the study. It's ntu.org if folks want to read it, but we'll also share it on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. But again, it's ntu.org if people want to read it themselves, correct?
Indeed it is, and they'll find several studies. We're going to keep providing more research on the tax policy aspects. I'd love to be able to come back and share those findings with you, too. There's a lot to unpack for subsidies versus good, solid, pro-business tax policy. We have to learn the difference and make sure it's applied toward data centers.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.